we're basically modeling smartphone growth itself to be up very little, kind of low to mid single digits, and the overall handset units themselves actually flat to maybe even down a bit as feature phones really taper off. So we're not embedding any drastic assumptions about units. As you probably know, our TAM is really driven by the content story and growing, number of bands and number of CA combinations. Wi-Fi is also, we believe, growing even faster than the smartphone RF TAM currently, and we think we have got a great opportunity there. And also, I think really just the mid-tier, especially in the China-based handset market, those guys are really generating some pretty big volumes now and still growing rapidly. And they're really adding a lot of RF content, especially as they look to export models. So that whole story of the dollars per handset on average growing, that's really what's driving the TAM into the double digits year over year.